بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, let's take a little bit of a history lesson. How long is life? How long is human life? Now, we can't put an exact date on it, but it is estimated that about 9,000 years ago, 9,000. Keep it in perspective. Islam began with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,400 years ago, 1,400 years ago, roughly. Islam, of course, is from the beginning, but from the Messenger of Allah, what we follow is from 1,400 years. Life began 9,000 years ago. At that time, this began the transition from hunting and gathering to agriculture and settled communities. So, we are not saying, when we say life began, we are not saying this is when human beings came on the earth. They came before that. We don't know how many thousand years before that, but this is when settled communities started forming. Now, we pass over centuries like you would pass over days and come to about 5,000 years ago, which means from 9,000 to 5,000 years ago, when we find the first writing. Now, this is, remember, this is so critically important because the sign of civilization is to write. We find the first writing, Mesopotamian cuneiform script invented in Sumer. Sumer is in present-day Iraq. The place between the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers, Mesopotamia, is the cradle of civilization. This is where literally life began. So this was in circa 3200 BC and can be traced to the present-day alphabet. So this is where we have the link to the present alphabet. Now, writing is crucial because that is what distinguishes us from animals and enables us to build on the work of previous generations. All creatures have languages. They communicate. They have life experiences. They remember some of them for a long time, even teach some of them to their offspring, but none of them have the critical tool to transcend the time and generational barrier where their experience can be recalled and relived and learned from. That tool is writing. In the 300,000 years that our species, the Homo sapiens, have existed on Earth, we only know what happened to them from about 5,000 years ago, from 300,000 to 5,000, thanks to writing. Now, thanks to writing, we know about ancient civilizations like Mesopotamia. Ibrahim alayhi salam lived at this time, so we are talking about roughly 4,000 years ago. Ancient Egypt, Indus Valley, Mohenjo-daro, Harappa, China, Greece, Parthia, Rome, and so on. Thanks to writing, we have the Epic of Gilgamesh, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, Ramayana, Odyssey, and Iliad, and the five great Tamil epics. Tamil, incidentally, is the oldest living language. Thanks to writing, we know the laws, the philosophy, history, religious beliefs, and much more of these ancient civilizations. Writing opens the doors to the treasure houses of the accumulated knowledge of generations across millennia. In that period, we pass through the Bronze Age, which is circa 3300 to 1200 BCE, the Iron Age from 1200 BCE onwards, the Assyrians, just to give you an idea, ancient Rome, when Julius Caesar was fighting, the swords of the Roman army were made of bronze, not steel, or not iron, basically. And Iron Age came later. Then we have the Assyrians, the Persians, the ancient Persians, and later the Roman Empire. Then the classical period, which is 800 BCE to 500 CE. So we are now gone over the so-called zero in history. Then the classical period with significant developments in science, philosophy, and the arts. Then the Middle Ages, 500 to 1500 CE, which is where Islam starts. Fall of the Western Roman Empire, rise of feudalism, dominance of the Catholic Church, and the rise of the Byzantine Empire, with Constantinople as being its center instead of Rome. Now, Islam, 610 CE, came to the world. And then the Umayyads, 661 to 750, the Abbasid from 750 to 1258, the Ottoman, the Osmani from 1299 to 1927, the Mughal from 1526 to 1858, the Safavid 1501 to 1736. All of these empires came into being and they existed. As you can see, some of these were parallel and contemporaries of each other. We have the Renaissance in Europe, 14th to the 17th centuries. The Age of Exploration, which is really colonization, 15th to 17th centuries. The Transatlantic Slave Trade, which built the nations of Western Europe and Americas at the cost of millions of African lives. The extinguishing of the ancient civilizations of the Incas and the Aztecs, the annihilation of the Native American and Australian Aboriginal people, and the enslavement of Africa. We have the European Enlightenment, as it is called, 17th to 19th centuries, which is basically a decline of the Catholic Church, the Age of Reason, individual rights, the decline of Catholicism, the rise of Protestantism, democracy and secularism. Then comes the Industrial Revolution, 1760 to 1840, one of the most significant and most traumatic changes in history. The Great Depression, the two world wars in the 20th century, and the beginning of the war without end, which we have been seeing ever since and we are seeing as we speak. Formal colonies ended, replaced with ideological, economic, and psychological colonization, which is much more powerful and profitable for the colonizers. Human values, ethics, morals, organizations, social structures, how we live, what is important, what is not, our health, our happiness, all became subjugated and molded to what the New World Order needed to feed the global model of infinite profit. The focus of our intellect, our ambitions, our motives, the standards of satisfaction and achievement, the investment of our time, energy, and money all indicate what is most important for us and therefore where our civilization is headed. I will leave you to research and look at the numbers of how much we invest, for example, in food, education, the arts, public health, medical research, space exploration, conservation of water, forests, wildlife, and energy, all of these together versus what we spend on weapons of mass destruction, what we spend on wars. That will tell you what and where our focus is. The destination depends on focus. This is a simple rule. Destination depends on focus. The destination depends on focus. Islam came to change that focus and to guide us to the truth that in the end, we will pay for what we did and what we chose not to do. Now, just to put this into perspective, through all of this, all the stuff that I told you, one creature, one living being endured and lived. And that is a 9,550-year-old spruce tree in the Dalarna province of Sweden. This tree was 4,500 years old when our story in the form of the written word began. So this story, this tree was 4,500 plus something years old when Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam were building the Kaaba. That tree was still there. And that's not the only tree, but that's the oldest one. The famous baobabs of Africa, there are many of them who were also there when the Kaaba was being built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. My brothers and sisters, we are not unique. We might like to think that we are the best thing that happened to the world. We are not. We are actually, the human race is like a cancer. It's like a curse. And unless we cure ourselves, and by cure ourselves, I mean become responsible citizens of the world, not of whichever nation state we like to call as our country, and then therefore take that as the justification for destroying everything else. That is not responsible citizenship. Responsible citizenship is to own the responsibility for what happens to the whole world in the way that Rasulullah said for the Muslim Ummah, and I'm saying apply this to the whole world, which is that if the head pains, the whole body pains. So if everyone, for each person, the individual for society, and the society for the individual. This is the mindset that we need to develop and say, don't look at the world in the sense of what can I get out of it. Instead of that, say, what can I contribute to it? Because contribution is the thing which gets you the reward. The reward is a consequence of the contribution. The more we contribute, the greater the reward, both in this dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.